Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, fiduciary, and the founder of Crystal Clear Finances. And I'm excited that you are here with me today. Today, we are talking about understanding how money works. It's the beginning of the year, so I'm taking the entire month of January to slow things down, not jump into everything the economists say, but boy, do I have a stack of papers waiting for our next shows coming up, because I want to go over that information with you. But first, let's back it down and let's talk about the fact that we need to understand how money works so then we can apply what we hear from the economists. We can apply and we can pivot to the different tax changes that may or may not be coming. So today, where I'd like to focus, since we spent some time already over the past few weeks talking about the fundamentals of savings, investments, and protection, and since we have spent time over the past few weeks talking about the importance of creating passive income, of understanding that the purpose is not to just work a job to pay your bills, though that is always good. The purpose is to work the job to pay the bills, to be able to have money left over so that you can buy assets or invest so that you're prepared for opportunities, so that you can enter into retirement and have opportunities along the way that you can enjoy. So we've talked about the foundations of those. Now, let me ask you this, or just want to put this out there for you to think about, is if money was as simple as 1 + 1 = 2, the chances are is that we'd all be rich sitting on a beach somewhere. But that's not what happens, because if it was 1 + 1 = 2, we would just go over the data and we'd all be fine. But what happens is the way we think when it comes to money literally causes us to make decisions which actually aren't in our best interest, and we don't even know it. These are things that subconsciously we believe when it comes to money, and so we act certain ways. I mean, I think if we just took a moment, can you think of anybody in your life that you know that's afraid of money? Oh, I can think of many people I know that as soon as they get a raise, they get a bonus, anything good comes in, they have to give it away. They're afraid to succeed. And then you have those who are consumed by money. They're afraid they're going to fail, and they think that money is their savior, and they're squirreling and saving every dime. How many have met those people that are the uber frugal people that aren't very fun to be around because every penny they're squeezing? There's a lot of fear wrapped up in that. And when we begin to understand that the way we think about money will impact how our resources turn out and how we gather it, it's not just what fund you put it in. It's not what job you have. It's all the components together. And that's why, as we're taking the month of January to understand how money works, we're going to talk about this key component because it's so overlooked. And I wish you could see me, because right now I have in front of me, it's called Your Wealth Mentality, What Money Means to You. And it's a quiz. It literally is some questions that you can go through, and I'm going to go through them online with you so that you can ask yourself, because the answers to these questions help you see if you view money as status, if you view money as security, this is what's going to keep me safe, I've got to get money, or as money as enjoyment, hey, money's going to come in, I'm buying everyone pizza, we're just going to go out and we're not paying attention to it. Or if we're looking at money as control, well, if you do this, then I'll give you this money and we use it as leverage. Everybody's different, but when we can begin to understand how this impacts the decisions we make, it's huge. I think of my mother-in-law. She's one of the most generous people I know. And you know what? It always comes back to her. always, but yet I know other people, and I won't mention their name, who are the opposite of generous. And you know what? They're constantly struggling. They're constantly looking for that extra dollar. But the outlook that they both have is so different. And I think some of that reaping what you sow kind of comes into it. But let's jump into our discussion today, because not only do we have the wealth mentality quiz that I'd like to go over with you, just so that you're thinking as you go through your day today, but also I have another quiz that we can do. And I don't know if we're going to get enough time to do it, but here's the great news. You can always give us a call at Crystal Clear Finances, 518-433-7181, or you can email us info@crystalclearfinances.com and say, hey, can you send me that wealth mentality quiz? Can you send me the other one? And the other one is how your life experiences impact your financial thinking. And I'm telling you, we focus a lot on what the economists say and what funds we should be in, and that is very important. And as a certified financial planner and a fiduciary, and as I create these more in-depth, comprehensive plans, yes, I want to know all that, but I also want to know the way you think, because you can self-sabotage your finances. I want you to look where you are today and ask yourself, are you where you are today because you've self-sabotaged? The way you think about money or fear of money has caused you not to handle this. And it's simply a tool. Money is just a tool. But if we're afraid of it or overly attached to it, or if we got the wrong perspective on it, we use it improperly, and then we get hurt, our family get hurt, it impacts our retirement, impacts college, impacts a lot of areas. So that's why today we're slowing things down for the month of January and getting to the root and the foundation of understanding how money works and how your wealth mentality works and how your experiences in life affect your financial thinking. So let's jump through the first one. And again, you can always give us a call and ask for a copy of this. Okay, we'll send it right out to you. This is something I think would be great for everyone. So let's go through this. And I want you to think in your mind whether you agree with what I say, like, oh yeah, that's me 100%. If you are undecided, or if you strongly disagree, like, that is so not me. And these are the questions that we're going to go through. And I want to spend a little bit of time on them. So now the first one is, it's important to me to maintain a lifestyle similar or better than that of my peers. Is it something you strongly agree with? Something it's, middle of the road, I could go either way. Or this is something I strongly disagree with. These are the questions. Now, sometimes it's hard to see that in yourself, but you need to look. Are you trying to basically keep up with the Joneses? Hopefully by now in our lives, we have realized that keeping up with the Joneses never works. I remember when I first started financial planning, oh goodness, so it's over 24 years now. And I remember when the first person came up and they were like in this really nice car and they were coming in, I'm thinking, oh, this is so cool. I'm going to help them be able to invest thousands and thousands of dollars. This is so awesome. And then we sat down and I found out that yes, there were thousands and thousands of dollars, but that was the credit card debt. And I know I'm speaking to someone right now, but many people need to understand that when you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, they're trying to keep up with you. There are a lot of people that are not in good financial situations that look wonderful on the outside. And you hear them talk and you see them go on trips and you see these things, and you think, that's not fair. How can they afford to do it? Many of them can't. So it's important that we get to the root of the thought process there so that you're not chasing what they did, because then you could end up in the very same situation, tons of credit card debt, stressed out to the max, but looking good on the outside. What good is it to look good on the outside if your finances are a mess? Wouldn't it be better to have peace and have your finances on track? So this is why we're looking to see what's driving the decisions that you're making. Second question that is on the exam, the quiz, in making a major purchase, an important consideration is what others will think of my choice. How many of you make that decision? All right, ladies, how many buy the purse? Because what we think the other ladies will say. Or guys, how many are going to buy the truck because of what the other guys are going to say? Are we making decisions for us and our household that is going to create passive residual income, that is going to create investments so that you can retire, so that you have time? I have learned in life, there is nothing that I can buy that is worth the time that I can have with my family. And when we begin to chase after different things, it requires that we are tied to a job. It is required that we have different mandates that would be placed upon us. And that's why we need to be very careful when we're making choices. Why am I making this financial decision? Is it because everyone else is doing it? That is a dangerous path to go. It's a slippery slide. There are a lot of decisions that individuals are making when we've sat down with them, like sitting across the table, and I'm like, help me understand the thought process. Where are we going with this? And they said, well, this is what all my friends are doing. And my friends, they look really good. They're making it in life. Don't go by what you see other people doing. Go by what you know is right for you. And in the end, that's when it counts. Don't evaluate halfway through the journey. You need to be able to work with a team that you have your CPA, you have your attorney, you have your certified financial planner that are giving professional advice in that area. Follow that wisdom rather than what you see everyone else doing, because nobody usually sits down and says, hey, my finances are a mess. I think I'm just going to go show and tell everyone. Mm-mm. Everyone puts the makeup on, puts the look on, and everyone looks good. And that's not the way we need to be. Next question. Since money equals power, I am willing to work hard for money in order to have more power. Woo. How many of you are going to answer that question? Aren't you glad you're not in front of me? And so you can answer that quietly. Is money a form of power for you? Let's take it a step deeper. Is money, when you have money, does it make you feel higher than others, more powerful, that you're better than them? These are things that we need to understand. When we suffer with poor self-images and then we use money as our ways to make ourselves feel better in what we purchase and how we view it, can you see how you're setting yourself up for a very miserable retirement? So these are questions for those of you who are just joining in and saying, wait a minute, I thought this was Crystal Clear Finances. I thought this was a financial show and she was going to talk about the economy. Yep, join us again next month or give our office a call and we'll sit down and talk with you about it. But we are focusing in the month of January and we are getting back to the core and saying, hey guys, yes, we need to understand savings, investments, and protection. Yes, we need to understand that what we're investing in glorifies God, but we also need to understand that each one of us carries a wealth mentality where we view money either as status, security, enjoyment, control, and then we lay on top of that the experiences that we have in life, and we can begin to understand, oh my word, the reason why maybe you're not as far along financially as you thought is because there are mindsets that are driving you. I have had individuals call who have said, I am afraid. I'm going to pull everything out of the market. And I'm saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. Obviously, it's your money. Whatever you say, we're going to correspond. We will do that. But let's talk first. Look over here. Look how we put some safe money over here so that when the market money goes down, you have another place you can pull money from. Let's breathe. Let's breathe. That's why it's so important in all of this, not to just understand how investments work, not to just understand how savings and protection work, but to understand how you work. Understand what is your wealth mentality. So let's go to the next one. Next question. And again, these are things either you agree, you're neutral on, or you disagree. And what happens is, if again, if you just send us an email or give us a call, 518-433-7181, we'll send this out to you. This, you add up all the questions and you begin to see, okay, wait a minute, this is how I'm viewing it in life. And if you're viewing money as a status, then that's where they look at money as power. And it's a way of keeping ahead of your peers and your family. And so people will look up for you. My friends, that is a dangerous slope, because when your investments go down, when life goes down, if you have equated your worth to and to your money and your status, you can be in a world full of hurt when this is all over. So let's go to the next one. I really enjoy shopping and having nice things. Now, here's a question. Is it really that bad to have nice things? Gee, I hope not, because I enjoy nice things. Now, is it bad to have nice things at the expense of, okay, so the kids don't have food, I'm not saving for retirement, my car keeps breaking down? There is a balance to life in everything. Money is no different. So it's not that we need to not buy nice things. I want to back up. Remember when I had in a previous program this month, had talked about how we work a job to create income, to pay the bills, to buy assets. There is some extra in there that we can enjoy life. I think it's very important that we do have a balance. You know, I think I've shared before how when I first started in the financial planning industry, I was so excited about what I could see that finances could do that I took the pizza money from our pizza night from the kids. And I said, guys, mom's going to invest this money. And in 20 years, blah, 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 this is how much money we'll have. And, and then we can go on a trip. They were so not impressed that we were not having pizza on our game night. And, but nope, mom was right. I'm now going to do this. And this is the way we needed to go. And then when the first market went down and I saw the pizza money had been cut in half, I realized, oops, wait a minute, there's a balance to this. There's a balance. And so we went back to having pizza on our game nights. But then we also knew that there was an amount that was going to be saved and invested as well. So there is a balance in life. It can't be all work, pay the bills, squirrel it all away, because then what type of life is that? But likewise, it can't be to the extreme that many live, which is I'm going to work, I'm going to pay my bills. And because it's been so hard to do that, and it has been, then I'm just going to spend the rest frivolously. So let's go to the next question. Saving money for a rainy day is an important principle to live by. Oh, I love that one, because I so believe in that one, because we do need to have that balance. But here's the hard part. I have seen couples, I have been, and I think financial planners, as a certified financial planner, as a fiduciary, one of the titles I probably could add to my list is marriage counselor, because when I'm sitting down with individuals and they begin to share their hearts of what they're going through, you can see that there are some times when that sentence I just read, saving money for a rainy day is an important principle to live by, where that is taken to an extreme. And you have a wife that's crying, that's saying, we don't even go out for an ice cream cone. We don't have anything that's frivolous because we're saving for that day somewhere in the future. And I'm sick of it. There's no life abundantly. So I would counsel there is a balance. You know, one of the things about setting a budget is that the budget isn't meant to squelch and to take life away. The budget actually opens doors so that individuals can say, you know what, I can begin to reach out. I can go do this. I can have a date night. We begin in our budgets. We counsel our individuals. Hey, listen, make a budget that has some play money in it, because we need memories along the way for when life isn't so fun. And that's what we need to make sure that we're doing. Let's go to the next one. And then after that, we're probably going to have to take a quick break, but let's move on. And again, for those of you who are just joining us, what we're doing is we're talking about different mentalities, because we can look at the numbers of life, we can look at the data of the economy and say, okay, this much goes into savings, this much goes into investments, this much for protection, yada, yada, you're done. And then wonder why we don't make it financially. It's because we self-sabotage through the different outlooks that we have in life. And if we don't understand that the way that we look at it and begin to identify, which is what this exam does, this quiz helps on the wealth mentality to see if you're viewing money as status, as security, as enjoyment, or as control. And when you have two couples or two individuals that make a couple, and one of them views money as enjoyment and loves to spend on others and give and, hey, let's go out for pizza and let's go do this. And then yet you have the other one who money is security. And if you spend anything, you're robbing from me. I'm not going to be safe in the future. Do you see how this could have problems in a marriage? Do you see why they might not be making it financially? Or if they are, there's a lot of hurt involved. That is why when we're looking at financial plans, it is not as simple as just saying, hey, here's the funds to invest in. We've got to look at this whole picture. We need to make sure everyone's on the same page and enjoying the process. Well, let's take a quick 60-second break. Then we're going to come back and finish as many as we can on these quiz questions. But again, feel free, give us a call at 518-433-7181 or info@crystalclearfinances.com. Let us know, hey, I'd like to get a copy of your wealth mentality quiz. And there's a whole nother quiz about financial experiences. I'd like to have a copy of that. Or even better, why don't you schedule an appointment to come on in, sit down, and let's find out what your wealth mentality is. And we'll be back in just 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances. It's a new year, new hopes, new opportunities, and new possibilities. The question is, will you be ready to make the most of them? Having a financial plan can provide direction, stability, and peace of mind. It can help you recognize the right opportunities for you and pivot from those you should quickly pass by. Call Crystal Clear Finances today for a free consultation, and together, let's create a plan that's right for you. Call 518-433-7181 today. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langan. Such a pleasure to be here with you today. For the whole month of January, we are focusing on getting back to the basics, understanding how money works, and then understanding how your thought process works when it comes to money. Because if it was as simple as 1 + 1 = 2, hey, we'd all be wealthy sitting on a beach somewhere. But finances are more than just what you're going to invest in. We self-sabotage ourselves many times because of wealth mentalities we don't even realize that we have. So let me quick continue going through our quiz today because we are running out of time. So in the next question, if I had a moderate amount of money to invest, I would be more likely to put it into multiple resources that are relatively safe rather into one fairly risky investment that has the potential to make a lot of money. Now, to me, that sounds like a risk tolerance question. These are some of the questions that we ask when we're sitting down with individuals. But the way you answer that helps me see if you're viewing money as more as a security, as status, as enjoyment, as control. If you have a high risk tolerance, if you have no risk tolerance, I am not risky at all. These are things that need to be discussed between couples, and they need to be discussed with your financial advisor to make sure that you're on track. Next question, being flat broke is one of the worst things that could happen to me. Now, I want you to think about this because a lot of people would say yes. In fact, I would say being flat broke, I wouldn't want that. That would be one of the worst things that could happen to me. But would it be devastating? No. And here's the reason why. When I first started into the financial planning industry, it was because we were beyond flat broke. It was because they couldn't even help us declare, do a budget. They told us to declare bankruptcy. And I said, no, God, teach me how this money thing works. I will teach others. And I remember having to build from the ground up, put my life back together. When you meet individuals who have faced bankruptcy before, when you meet individuals who have fallen once, twice, three times and gotten back up and then made it, they have learned things along the way. It is scary to be flat broke when you don't know how to get out of it. And that is why I'm going to bring this back around again. If you're scared about being broke, then you will make decisions that in your mind will keep you from going there, which most people say, well, Crystal, that's common sense. Mm-mm. That means there's chances and opportunities that you will pass by that were good for you, but fear shut you down. And so we need to address that. What I found when I walked through mine in the very, 25, 26, 27 years ago now, I gathered around those who had been broke before and watched and learned and read and applied to learn how did they get out? What were the principles they learned? What were the mindsets they had to put in place? And then I shifted mine and changed. That is why what we're doing today in this limited time that we have together is so important. Learning what your wealth mentality is will help you see if you are the cause. I don't mean that wrong. Let's say if the thinking is the cause for why there's a lot of financial hardships, why you keep circling the same barn. I am telling you, folks, it is time to stop circling that same barn. It's time to get a new path, new mindsets, wealthy mindsets, discover what you're using that's self-sabotaging you, deal with it, and then let's move on and move forward so that you can create wealth, that you can experience what you were meant to experience. So again, these revelations come just from asking questions, from going through this quiz together. I see we probably got time for one more. If I suddenly came into a windfall of $1,000 or $10,000 or $1,000,000, you decide what the amount is, I would spend it on something I have always wanted to do or have. How would you respond to that? Being able to see your response when extra money comes in is critical. One of the things that we do with our clients is we say, okay, here's the plan. Now, if extra money comes, if a windfall comes, you get a bonus, God blesses you, something happens. Here's the part that's going to go for play. And here's the part that's going to go for saving, investing, protecting, opportunities. So here's your play money. Here's the percentage that will go towards play. Here's the percentage that will keep you on track and start to continue to reach that goal for retirement. Those are things that we begin to plan for. That's part of having that comprehensive plan, bringing it all in place. Well, I'm looking at the time and already we are down to the wire. And so I want to encourage you. Today was just a sample. Today we talked about the wealth mentality. That you need to understand that money can be seen as status, as security, as enjoyment, as control. There's money where you look at it from an affluent standpoint. There's money that you look at it from a poverty mentality. All of these mindsets impact how you handle money and the choices you make and can rob you from the financial abundance that's there for you. It's time to make a change. If you're ready, I would ask you to give us a call at 518-433-7181. Let's sit down. Let's have that free initial consultation. And then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.